Thank you. Well, I'm Because that it is tested as your faith consists of the Spirit. So can you see what he's saying? He doesn't just say, if you feel something in you when you go through trials, because when you go through trials, it also produces something in you. What if it produces? Perseverance. What does it mean to persevere? Then I go back to my question. How do I get through things that seem to be impossible to get through? Perseverance means to get through things that I feel that I can't make. It's way too difficult. That's what trials are to choose to be. Can I teach you a lot for the Greek word and a lot for the rest of the Greek word? The Greek word for perseverance is the word hypomonas. It's a combination of two words. The word spell, which means to be met, and the word hypo, which means to be met. What is our first reaction when we come through difficulty? We want to get on top of it. We want to be in control of it. We want to run this thing. We want to do our things. Because sometimes the correct thing to do is to be met. That's what that part is, right? Remain under the tension. Remain under the tension. Remain under the world that is Christ has seen. Because if you remain under, what is God going to do? God will help you to persevere. And you will become his master. And you will. This is happening. So now change it. I want to drop it immediately. And when God doesn't make it happen immediately, we try to get too far from where we're going. Maybe God is saying, you too. I thought you knew who you are. But now I am helping you. Don't get to happen if you say it's you that grows stronger. So next time something even worse than this comes your way, you will be strong and you will be able to remain under. Because here's the thing. When I remain under is when I also learn that my strength is never perfect. But God's strength is perfect. And my strength. My strength is
chosen. The James did not describe the ministry of one day your job will be taken. One day your relationship will be taken. One day everything in your life, your kids will be perfect. The name of all is good. No, no. He doesn't describe the eternal call. He describes the eternal call. He says, one day, look at it again. One day, you will be perfect. Mature, complete, and you won't be left. I think like this. 2002, February, we landed in Canada from South Africa. Started a new life. Got to know all that history in our lives. So I just thought it was really sick and close to that. Some days I was about to call it. I was like, it's sort of a waste of part of life. I think that's what we should think of. It was a lot of fun. But it's a lot of the features. It's a lot of fun. I know I can walk to my dad, and my dad can say, this thing will never have the last words in your life. I won't have the last words in your life because I sent myself Jesus into this world. And he could have said, Dad, am I going to get through this? Because it seems impossible. My friends have betrayed me. My enemies have beaten me. The Jewish people have nailed me to the cross. Dad, am I going to make it through this? And he heard the words on that third day when he was standing up and raising from that dead to where he's gone. always is very useful to go for those who don't even get sick. I think it's good for the people who are sick for very hard, for the people who are sick for the last year, for the people who are sick for the last year, for the people who are sick for the last year, for the people who are sick for the last year, for the people who are sick for the last year, for the people who are sick for the last year, for the Thank you.